Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Biathlon Podcast. It is the World Championship Review episode today. After a couple of brilliant weeks of racing over in Novo Mesto, I'm going to do my best to touch on all 12 races that we saw. It's going to be a bit of a rush, but I'm going to do my best, so let's get straight into it. Thanks for joining me, everybody. It is Tuesday, February the 20th, and it's the World Championship Review episode. I hope you all enjoyed the racing just as much as I did. Some real gems in there. We had just enough surprises to keep things nice and interesting. And I'm going to be touching on all the races today through my biggest winners and losers. Hopefully I will get to everyone you want to hear about, but let me know who you think deserves a mention. As always, you can get in touch on the Facebook page, the Twitter page, or you can email me at thebiathlonpodcast@gmail.com. Keen to dive into all the action, but we'll do a quick news update before we do. And it's a little bit of a sad one because Sweden's Mona Brorson has announced that she's going to be calling it a day at the end of the season. Always been a pretty big fan of Brorson. Never quite had the results individually that seem possible because she's been quick on the skis for a number of years. She's reliable enough in the range. Never managed to get a win. I do remember back at the her home World Championships, back in Östersund, when would that have been, 2018, 2019, I think. But great race there. She looked like she had a real chance of, well, of the win, but of a medal at least going into the stand shoot. Just missed one there and missed out on a medal completely, which is a real shame. But real great career for Mona Brorson, real linchpin of the relay team, obviously, that's been so successful. Silver in the 2018 Olympics, gold in the 2022 Olympics. And in a lot of ways, going out at the top of her game. She's 33 now, but the second place she got in this year's sprint over in Ruhpolding, that was her personal best result. So, you know, it's a good way to retire, I guess. Going out sort of the best you've ever been, but a huge loss for the Swedish team, relay team, which we'll come on to. Hasn't enjoyed the best of times in recent weeks anyway, losing a big part of it. Other news and more uncertain news is that of Dorothea Vera, who has called an end to her season, and it sounds like she might be looking to call an end to her career entirely. Not been a good season for Vera, just hasn't had the ski speed at all. Won't really talk about her too much in the World Championship Review. She had a 10th place in the opening sprint, shooting the perfect score there, but never really kicked on from there. And the mass start on Sunday, she announced it was going to be her last of the season, and she will give more details about whether or not she's going to retire closer to the time. Well, I say close to the time, once the season's ended, by the sounds of it. So, retirement for Brorson, a possible retirement for Vera, but we'll see where that goes. I did always think that she'd look to try and stick around until her home Olympics, but obviously that's still a couple of years away here, so maybe seeing the end of an incredible career from Vera there, but obviously I'll let you know more about that as it happens. That's enough about what might happen in the future, though. Let's look back at what has happened over at the World Championships. As I say, I'm going to try and touch on every single race. I'm not going to run through all of them in that much detail because that would take ages. And I'm sure you'd be pretty bored by the end of it. So the way I'm going to go about it is I'm going to run through my biggest winners and losers. I'm going to try and touch on every single race as I go through. And we'll start off with one of the big winners on the women's side, who was Julia Simon. On the women's side, I think the championships was kind of a bit of a story of two halves, with Julia Simon being the star of the first half, and Justine Rezard-Boucher, who we will come on to as another winner, being the star of the second half of the championships. But we'll start off here with Simon, because she had a hell of a championships, 4 gold medals and a bronze across the 12 races. Well, not 12 races for her. But an incredible run, all in all. as I said in the preview, I was worried that the sort of the big hitters in the overall race for World Cup Crystal Globes might have their focus taken away from the World Championships and might suffer a bit. But that did not happen at all in these championships. And for Simon, it started off with the mixed relay. Some pretty disgusting weather in this one. It was bad weather all round, really, for these championships. A couple of nice days. The last day was nice, to be fair. But it was raining hard on day one. And it was a bad start for a couple of different teams here. Leg one, disaster for Italy and Biana. He was on the penalty loop two times in the stand. Krichmeier as well, disappointing the home fans, unfortunately. He was onto the loop in the first shoot. But meanwhile, up at the front, it was Eric Perrault and Justus Strelau. Really great shooting from Strelau, actually, in this one and across the championships. Really impressed with him. He had a very good showing for himself out there. So they were leading after leg one. Leg two, we had Norath and Fiormaye maintaining a lead over Johannes Tingers, who in this race I thought was looking pretty, maybe a bit tired, looking slow. That wouldn't last too long, though. Don't worry, Johannes fans. But we had a good race brewing up here. Hartberg was hanging on for Switzerland. Sweden were just 20 seconds off the medal, so we had a bit of a sort of five-way fight for the medals at the halfway stage. In leg three, things started to shake out a bit more as the women took over. We had Hannah Erberg and Heike Gross hunting down Njotten, looking for the bronze medal there. Heike Gross dropping Hannah Erberg, looking really good on the skis in this one. For Germany, Preutz needed two spares on the prone. That looked like it could hurt her, but Brazard Boucher was on the loop, which we did not expect to happen. Njotten now was within 10 seconds of the lead. Heike Gross within second, and Justin Brazard-Boucher all the way down to fifth, 40 seconds back. In the stand, Njotten, who was now leading for Norway, started to fall back. She was passed by Heike Gross, and unsurprisingly, Brazard-Boucher was coming off skiing incredibly quickly. Into the stand shoot, unfortunately for Germany, Franziska Preutz buckled on this one onto the penalty loop, and to rub salt into the wound, fell coming out of the range as well. We had Njotten leading again with Heike Gross, Brazard-Boucher and Hannah all within 20 seconds. Preutz now back to 30. Brazard-Boucher again just lighting it up on the skis. She caught and passed Njotten for the lead. Heike Gross, to be fair, tried to go with Brazard-Boucher there, skiing really well for Switzerland. She went up into second place and Njotten down into third. And on leg four, Simon took over. She was battling World Cup leader Ingrid Landmark-Tandrevold, who was chasing Simon hard. But Simon just absolutely clinical in the in both shoots. But a brilliant standing shoot. 19 seconds was all it took. And there was just no space for anyone to catch up with her. That final 1-2 punch of Brazard-Boucher and Simon, just ridiculous for the French team. No one else really within... within touching distance there. Norway did come home for the silver, doing well. And for the bronze, it was a tough one, really. Elvira was looking shaky there in the standing shoot. Switzerland got back ahead, 12 seconds. It was Amy Berserger on the anchor leg for them after the good work that Heike Gross did. 12 seconds after the standing shoot, I was really hoping Berserger could hold on. Elvira caught her quickly, passed her, and then you got to give a lot of credit to Amy Berserger in this one, challenging Elvira all the way to the line, didn't let herself get dropped, couldn't quite win out in the sprint there against Elvira, so Sweden took the bronze, but a brilliant effort from the Swiss team, really impressed with them. A couple of other names that I want to shout out from this one that won't be sort of a headline winner or loser. Vincent Bonacci for the Americans, he had a great leg in this one. Really impressed with some of the Germans there. Norath and Strelau had good ones. Belgium's, the male side of the Belgian team, and this one did an incredible job. They were only one minute 20 down at the halfway stage. Sort of thought like, oh, that might fade away, but the women doing an incredible job as well in this one. And Belgium coming home eighth. So Florent Claude, Thierry Langer, Lotte Lee, and Maya Clertens. Maya Clertens, I got to say, that seemed to me like when it was handed over to her, coming onto the last leg, you thought that might be the end of Belgium's chance, but she shot the perfect 10 out of 10 on her leg. Lotte Lee did that, but we sort of expect that slightly more from Lotte Lee. But Belgium, sort of the feel-good story of this race. Eighth place for them. Really, really impressive. Italy, the big losers. As I say, Bernard onto the penalty loop twice. Jacquemel was onto the penalty loop on his way round, and then came over to Vira and Vitozzi. There wasn't a huge amount that either of them could do. Italy coming home in 10th place. So yeah, decent race here in the single mix relay. Simon getting her first gold of the championships, and that wasn't going to be the only one, because we were on to the women's sprint. Simon starting early in this one, she had bib 2, and just an absolutely fantastic first shoot. I think one of the things with Simon, we've sort of started to, you know, expect her to be skiing fast, maybe not as fast as Brazel-Boucher this season, or Lampitch, of course, but she's one of the quickest in the field. She can close down time within laps in the pursuit or the mass start. We've seen her ski so hard. But her shooting over these championships was just so steady. You just never thought she was going to miss a target, and she didn't in this one. It was a great first shoot. She did have a couple of others on her tail, though. Hannah Erberg and Jean Monod were close after the first shoot, but Simon went clear in the stand, and the marker was really set down on this one. You had to wonder if anyone was going to beat it. Hannah came in. She missed one on the stand. Brazel-Boucher missed one in the prone. Elvira had her struggles with reloading. She missed one as well. And Tandrevold was going quicker than Simon at the halfway stage, but then had a bit of a meltdown. This became something which we will talk about as on the losing side, because Tandrevold missing 3 in the stand. Justin Brazel-Boucher pushed Simon all the way after missing one target. Just 4.9 seconds behind Simon in second place. It was a French 1-2-3-4 in this one, because Jean Monod took the bronze, and Sophie Chaveau, who had a bit of an so near but so far championships, she finished fourth in this one. But incredible stuff from the French team. Brilliant shooting from Simon, and that brought her second gold of the championships in as many races. She was looking to take it 3 out of 3 in the pursuit. And as you might have expected, it was a bit of a battle with Brazel-Boucher early. They both went clear in shoot 1, but Simon, again, just absolutely phenomenal in the range, taking 8 seconds over Brazel-Boucher in that first shoot. Chaveau went clear as well, but Jean Monod missed into the second shoot, and both Simon and Brazel-Boucher missed in that second shoot. Chaveau hoping to take advantage. She missed one as well. The last shot for her. Couldn't capitalize. And so onto the third loop. And this was where the race really sort of lit up, because Brazel-Boucher was really pushing Simon on the skis, trying to break her going into shoot 3. But it didn't happen, because Simon hit an absolutely fantastic 5 out of 5. I think this was the shoot I was most impressed with. Under pressure, going into the red on the skis. Brazel-Boucher was the one who it affected. She missed 2. And effectively, really, that handed Simon the win. Behind them, Chaveau missed. Hannah missed 2. Vitozzi, out of nowhere, coming up into second place. Again, just as brilliant as she always is in the range. Brazel-Boucher and Chaveau chasing Vitozzi for the medals at that point. Simon into the last shoot. As I say, it didn't look like she was going to miss at all in these championships, and she didn't here. She cleared to take the gold here. Vitozzi needed to go clear to guarantee the silver. She missed, but so did Chaveau and Brazel-Boucher. Vitozzi with a 15-second lead. She held on to that by 3 seconds over Brazel-Boucher. And the unfortunate Sophie Chaveau had to settle for fourth once again. Hannah Erberg with a decent fifth place in this one. 2 misses in that third shoot, though, sort of took her out of medal contention. And that was really the highlights of Simon's races. The first 3 races, she would go on to get another gold in the women's relay. We'll talk about that later, though. But Julia Simon just absolutely sparkling form here throughout the championships. Didn't race in the single mixed relay. I think there was a there was a thought that if she had won in the women's individual, she came third in that. That was her bronze medal, missing one on the final shoot to just miss out on a fourth gold out of four. I think if she'd won four out of four, then we would have seen her in the single mixed. The French team went with Jean Manot in that race, which an absolutely fair call. She was having a great championships as well. But the old seven golds out of seven was on for Simone at that point. But I think that missing the individual took her out of that. But four golds, one bronze. I mean, it's hard to do much better than that. Brilliant shooting from her. The mass start we'll come on to on when we talk about Brizard Boucher. That was the sort of down, bit of a downer for Simone. Still finished fourth in that race, missing three targets in that one. But overall, no misses in the sprint, none in the one in the pursuit, one in the individual. In conditions that weren't necessarily the hardest conditions, but definitely weren't easy. We saw a lot of misses. And then when you add on to that, that she went 10 out of 10 in the mixed relay. And then she needed four spares in the women's relay. But overall, just an absolutely outstanding job from Julia Simon throughout the championships. And she, one of the biggest winners. I'm going to go winner, loser in this one. So let's move on to the first loser of the championships. And I'm going to stick with the women, and I'm afraid that it's one of my favourites here. It was Ingrid Landmark-Tandrevold leading the World Cup, but a bit of a horror show in these World Championships. That's right, unfortunately, Tandrevold, an absolute World Championships to forget here for her, did come away with a couple of medals, but at least one of those medals, I think, tinged with a bit of sadness. Indeed, coming into these championships, everything was looking pretty good for her. Obviously, winning the sprint in Ruhpolding, second place in the pursuit, leading the World Cup standings. In Antholz, you know, there's a couple of little signs that maybe not everything was right in the short individual, the 12.5 kilometer there. Only a 12th place finish for her there. Three misses in the stand, the opening stand shoot of that race. Then in the mass start, again, 17th, not a very good result. She had two misses in the first standing shoot, two misses in the second standing shoot. And, you know, there's a couple of warning signs there, like things need to improve in that sort of area. But nothing too dramatic, I wouldn't have said. Still leading the World Championships, everything looking good coming into Novo Mesto. And in the first race, nothing too bad there. Silver medal for Norway. I don't think there's really anything that Tandrevold could have done. Simon was just on another level in that race. No misses from Simon. She had a lead going into that final leg. So if you're Tandrevold, you know, she needed two spares in her anchor leg there. She brings Norway home for a silver medal. Obviously, if you're Norway, you always want gold, but it was a decent race for her in that one. But then everything started to go wrong, and it was all in the standing shoot, I'm afraid. And for me, this has slight echoes of when we saw Vitozzi just not be able to hit a prone target in the opening shoot of any race a couple of seasons ago. So for Tandrevold, they started off in the sprint. She finished 25th on the day. Was fastest going through that first shoot, as I mentioned there, but quicker than Simon. Comes into the standing shoot, three misses for her in that one, and three misses was going to be a bit of a trend here for Tandrevold. Into the pursuit, she falls from 25th to 34th, and again, I'm afraid it was that standing shoot. She goes clear in the first prone, clear in the second prone, halfway stage, everything's looking good for Tandrevold. I think she was up to 10th place by that stage. And then it all just came crashing down. Three misses again in shoot three, the first standing shoot. Another three misses in the second standing shoot. All the way down in 34th. I mean, she behind Carrara of Italy, who had five misses herself. So, I mean, just a really dispiriting result there in the pursuit. At halfway, you're looking at, you know, maybe even a medal, but if not a medal, a bit of a morale boost in performance, but it all went wrong for her there. And it continued into the individual because it's 27th for her in the individual, a race that you know, you fancy Tanderville to do well in normally. It was three misses again and three misses again in the stand. She went clear in the first shoot, three misses in the second shoot. So that's the first stand shoot. She then did hit 10 out of 10 in the second half of the race. So, you know, you wonder if that's sort of going to clear things out for her. But I'm afraid it didn't, because then we came on to the single mixed relay where Norway put their strongest cards forward. It was Tandrevold and Johannes Tingesbo, the two World Cup leaders, facing off against really three other teams that I think were in contention here. The French with Fiomé and Jean Monod, obviously not necessarily putting their strongest forward here, because that would have been Simon or Brésard Boucher. Italy with Jacamel and Vitozzi, and then Sweden with Samuelsson and Erberg as well. I think those were the four teams that we thought might be in contention. Strelau and Vogt for Germany, ranked second in the world coming into this, but I think the ski speed just not quite there for them, and that was how it proved. And this one was really a battle of Norway and France throughout. We had a much better looking Quentin Fillmaye. Him and Jean Monod were doing well. They were equal with Norway. Both he and Johannes Tingis missing two coming into the final leg, but they were still evenly paced, just a second between them. Jacamel, by the way, doing well for Italy, 22 and a half seconds back as they came into the final shoot. And the final shoot, we had a mix of Jean Monod and Tandrevold. And Jean Monod, I thought, was looking great in this race. She was focused. She was just sticking to Tandrevold, letting Tandrevold set the pace, but not coming close to getting dropped. Laser focused from Jean Monod in this one. And Jean Monod in that final shoot, one spare needed. Tandrevold, I think you know what's going to happen here. She goes onto the penalty loop. Brutal for her, needing all three spares and missing another to go onto the loop. Vitozzi, again, to make things even more miserable, goes clear on that final shoot for Italy. She goes ahead of Tandrevold. I think a three-second gap going on to the final lap. Vitozzi then played it perfectly. It looked like she was looking a bit gassed coming into the final sprint. She let Tandrevold catch up to her, but then just put a big dig in just before. Didn't let it go to a final sprint. But just brought out a small gap coming into the final straight, I guess you call it, and just went away from Tandrevold. And Tandrevold, you know, she was not looking best pleased with herself after that race. Still got a bronze medal, but I mean, it could have been gold. It should have been at least silver. So a tough pill to swallow there for Tandrevold in the single mixed relay. And I'm afraid that things didn't really get better from there. A terrible performance from Norway in the women's relay. Njåttan kicked things off pretty well for them. They were in touch at the halfway stage. Arne Clive doing well up to then. And then it all went wrong. So Tandrevold she had company in this one at least. Ida Lien was the first to go on to penalty loop. She needed two penalty loops in her standing shoot. And then Tandrevold, that number again, three penalty loops. And that's with the three spares, so that's six misses for Tandrevold in that standing shoot in the women's relay. Norway would come home 10th in that one. The conditions were tough, I will say, in that final shoot. She wasn't the only one to go onto the penalty loop by any means. Heike Gross, also three penalty loops. Yislova was on the penalty loop in that shoot as well. So it was tough out there, but just a brutal championships for Tandrevold. She finished things off in the mass start, a better result at least, 10th place. But I think you know where I'm going with this one. It was 0-0-3-0 in this one for Tandrevold. Another three misses in the first landing shoot. And this is, as I say, it's got sort of echoes of the troubles that Vitozzi had. She's skiing well still, but there's just some sort of mental block when she comes into those standing shoots, especially the first time in. in a lot of those races, I think it was only the pursuit where she struggled in both standing shoots, in the individual and in the mass start. She got it back together and knocked them down in the last shoot. But tough for Tandrevold, and this really, you've got to wonder how this is going to affect the race for the Crystal Globes here. Tandrevold currently on 719 points. Brézard Boucher just, how many points is that behind her? 22, I think. She's on 689. And on the form they're on, I think that gap could be swallowed up by the time we leave Oslo in a couple of weeks' time. Vitozzi, not much further back. Simon, not much further back either. And from leading the way at the moment, Tandrevold's really got to turn things around. The coaches have got to be in her ear, trying to sort out what this problem is, because that's a razor thin margin she's got at the top there, and she is she's of the top four, she's the one not in form at the moment, I'm afraid. And overall, I mean, this was a bad championships for the Norwegian women as a whole. Obviously, as I say, coming home 10th in the relay, that's about as bad as it gets for Norwegians, and then no medals. You have a look at the races. You've got Arne Kleive 14th in the sprint. That was their best result in that one. You've then got, I'm not even sure who the best result in the pursuit was. Ida Lien all the way down in 30th place. I mean, you know, this is the team of Eckhoff and Roysland of recent years, absolutely hoovering up medals in those races. And it just wasn't happening for them at all here. Tandrevold 27th in the individual. That was the best Norwegian result there. And it'll be interesting to see how the Norwegian coaches react to this, because, you know, I mean, they can be pretty harsh, the Norwegian selectors, and there are athletes at the IBU Cup level who might get a chance in the final couple of rounds of the World Cup here. The best result of the entire championships on an individual level for the Norwegian women, 10th place for Tandrevold in that mass start. Arne Kleive coming home 13th in that one. Obviously, there are only 30 starters. So, rough sledding for the Norwegian team all in all throughout these championships. And yeah, when you think of Roysland in World Championships past and Eckhoff as well, it's unfamiliar territory for the Norwegian team. And it all started so well this season for the relay team. They won the first couple of relays. But that form just absolutely deserting them now. So Tandrevold and sort of more generally the Norwegian women there, the first big loser of the World Championships. We'll go on to the men's side now, because while it was a tough couple of weeks for the Norwegian women, it was not a tough couple of weeks for the Norwegian men, and we will move on to them next. Blimey, I'm already almost getting on for an hour here. I've been droning on about the World Championships, so I'm going to try and speed things up here. We've gone through pretty much every race, but we've got a few left. And as I say, I'm going to move on to Justine Brézard-Boucher, because she lit up the final weekend of the championships for sure. She had a good start though. After going on the loop in that initial mixed relay, she then rebounded. She was just so good on the skis. She then gets the second place in the sprint that I mentioned, third place in the pursuit. So three races, three medals, a gold, a silver, and a bronze. You can't complain too much about that. She then had a little bit of a dip in the individual. Seventh in that race after three misses. She was still absolutely killing it on the skis. I think she's over a minute quicker than anyone else in the race. But missing out on a medal in that one there. Then into the relay. And I was thinking of whether or not I wanted to run through the relay when we were talking about Simone, or whether I'd leave it for her. And I've left it for her for one reason, really. This was just absolutely brilliant. This was sort of classic Brézard-Boucher, just absolutely shredding it on the skis. We started off in this one, and it was Lou Jeanmonod. I mentioned in the men's mass start, we had a bit of a weird first lap. No, the sort of breakaway that we had there. We had it in the women's relay as well, actually. Jean Monnet hit the field really hard on the first lap. Only Anna Magnussen tried to go with her. They had a decent lead over the rest of the field coming into the opening shoot. Unfortunately, it wasn't the best shooting for Magnussen. She struggled a little bit in this one, missing two on the stand to fall a little bit behind Jean Monnet. But Jean Monnet was just absolutely taking it to the field. She hit 10 out of 10 and came out with a lead, as I say, over Magnussen and Hettich Voltz of Germany. Star of this leg was Ermitz of Estonia. She came through in second place, 20 seconds down on Jean Monnet there. Onto leg two, and the French were onto the penalty loop, not once, but twice. It was Sophie Chavot back into the French team after, you know, she got tried out for the French team almost last year. I think it was in Ruhpolding or Oberhof relay. She was on the loop there, and then she got dropped. She's come back into the team this year, but unfortunately, not a good race for Sophie Chavot in this one. She was down to fifth after the prone shoot, Estonia leading at this point. This was one of the performances of the whole championships. I thought it was so. I mean, well, no, we'll come on to what happened at the end. Absolutely fantastic lap from Tuuli Tuomingas. She was on the second leg for the Estonian team. She was out in first, and as I say, Chavot was on the loop again, going on to coming out of the standing shoot. So on leg three, Justine Rezavagé had some work to do. She was 46 and a half seconds down at the handover. By the time she left the standing shoot, she was out in the lead. Crazy performance from Rezavagé. It wasn't like she was up against nobody's here either. It was Hannah Erberg for Sweden. It was Vanessa Vogt for Germany. Susanna Quelm for Estonia. Another brilliant performance from her. She was just 29 seconds down, coming out onto the last leg here. But you know, these are good names racing up against Rezavagé, and she just cut her way through them. One spare needed on the leg, but just dragged the French team straight back into contention. And I mean, Sophie Chavot, I think any prize money should probably go to Rezavagé for this one, because that was a tough performance from Chavot. Two penalty loops, 45 seconds down, and Rezavagé made it look like absolutely nothing to get the team right back up to the sharp end. She'd obviously hand over there to Julia Simon, who. You know, professional performance there at the end from Simon. She needed four spares, so not the best, but a little bit shaky on that final shoot. But there was no catching her after what Rezavagé did to the field there. Just an amazing performance. Her second gold medal of the championships there. Sweden came in second in this one. Really good performance from them, I thought. Brave from Magnussen to go with the pace of Jean Monnet early there. Lim Persson did a decent job, and then the Erbergs as well, but there was no beating France on that one. Germany finishing in third, a bronze medal for them. Decent performance. Wasn't fantastic. I think they needed a little bit of a better shooting performance. Sophia Schneider, the sort of star for them, she had to take the anchor leg after being drafted at the very last moment. As she said afterwards, her brain was already on the bus. She thought she was going home. So she did well. Four spares needed for Schneider, but bringing home the medal. The story of the day, though, was the Estonian team. They lit this race up completely. Ermitz, as I say, with a brilliant first leg. Tuomingas with an even better second leg. Estonia leading at the halfway stage of the women's relay is not a sentence I thought I would be saying when I was previewing these races a couple of weeks ago. I say, unfortunately, they couldn't hang on to a medal. Susanna Kelm and Joanna Tallyham finishing off the race for them. But, I mean, ranked 14th, coming home fourth. Tallyham pumping her arms over the line. She was so happy with that result, as they should be. I'd have just loved to have seen them getting a medal. That would have really capped off the race, because they made it such a fun race. I mean, obviously, Chavot's misses made it a fun race as well. Jean Monnet going hard on the first lap. This was a great race, both the relays. As someone who's had a little bit of criticism for the relays this year, Really enjoyed both of these. Shout out to Poland as well, who only needed three spares in the whole race in this one. Sidorowicz started things off, just one spare needed, and a Maka. And then Shishon and Jakelka finishing things off. Three spares. They finished sixth. They were ranked 10th coming into it. So brilliant performances from a lot of them. I think the unfortunately the bigger stories were really who struggled in this one. I mentioned earlier, Heike Gross, three penalty loops. Switzerland finished 9th. Norway, we mentioned, finished 10th. And Italy, Samuele Camola, unfortunately, onto the penalty loop twice on leg one. They never got back into it. And they did well to finish 11th, actually. At one point, I think they were 18th. Possibly even... was that on leg three? Anyway, but tough results for a lot of them. Only 14 teams finished. So that sort of shows you a tough day for Italy, tough for Norway, and obviously Italy, the defending champs. But yeah, great race there. We'll finish off the women's races with the mass start. No, sorry, we've still got the individual to come. We'll come on to that next. But the mass start, another good first lap in this one. There was almost like a sort of almost like cycling tactics. The French team all pushing the pace on leg one. Sort of just like they tried in the relay as well, obviously, with Jean Monnet. But we had Jean Monnet, Simon, Chavot, and Brazier-Boucher all really pushing the pace in this one. Simon and Brazier-Boucher clear on the first one, and this rivalry just resumed again. It's sort of a little bit like Vitozzi and Vera, what would that have been, 4 or 5 years ago. Every race seems to come down to Simon and Brazier-Boucher at some stage. They were already 14 and a half seconds ahead of Vitozzi in third. That was just after shoot one. Vitozzi took her time in this shoot, really measured it up and knocked him down. She came out in third place. On to shoot two, it was Simon. She missed the 10th shot. Justin Brazier-Boucher, Anna Clive, Simon, Vitozzi, and Tandrevold were all chasing her at this point. She then got the shakes, a little bit like Christensen did. Shoot three, this was the first standing shoot. She came in, not the first three down. All looked fine, but then really started to get the shakes. Pretty lucky to get the fifth one down, I think. There was a little bit of a wry smile from Brazier after she knocked that one down. There were misses behind her as well. It was only Vitozzi that went clear. Simon, by this point, was 45 seconds down, and Jean Monnet was in between in third place. And so it all came down to the final shoot. Brazier-Boucher, not the most reliable in the range, you might think, but she did it here. 20 out of 20, the perfect day, the perfect end to the championships for Brazier-Boucher. Brilliant win for her. Vitozzi does the same as well. She got 20 out of 20 for a second place. And Jean Monnet nailed the last five to get bronze ahead of Simon in fourth. And I mentioned this when we were talking about Tandrevold, but you've really got to look at that overall race and think that Brazier-Boucher is sort of in the driving seat. Unless Tandrevold can sort out that standing shoot, it looks like the overall Crystal Globe is going to be a race between Simon, Brazier-Boucher, and Vitozzi. And I can't wait for Holmenkollen and really at this point, because there's going to be some interesting racing over there for sure. But at the championships, I mean, four golds for Simon, three golds for Brazier-Boucher, just the absolutely brilliant performances from both of them. As I say, I'm running pretty long here, so we'll move on to the next loser. Loser now. Actually, before we get on to the men's team, one fact I did see that I thought was, not necessarily ha-ha funny if you're a Norwegian fan, but the most successful Norwegian woman at the World Championships, technically not racing for Norway, because Lotte Lie, who obviously races under the Belgian flag at the moment, had the most successful championships in terms of individual finishes of all the Norwegian-born women. So kind of puts it into perspective how rough a go of it the Norwegian team had. But that was on the women's side. They did not have a tough time on the men's side, because they were absolutely hoovering up the medals left, right and centre in this one. Got off to a decent start, as I said, in the mixed relay, a silver, but things really got cooking in the sprint. It was Dale who got us off and running in this one. He was skiing absolutely going hell for leather in this one, as he does. He missed the first of the day, though, and that sort of didn't put pay to his race, but definitely put the dampers on him completely. He ended up seventh on the day after missing one in the stand as well. It was actually Quentin Fillon-Maillet who was the early leader. Jacques Alain also looking good for the French team. He was skiing fast, but he missed one in the prone to set himself back. They would end up finishing eighth and ninth, respectively. Not brilliant for the two leaders of the French team, but a bit of an improvement on what we've seen from them this season. Unsurprisingly, though, quicker than any of them was Johannes Tingis. He misses as well, though, in that first shoot, and so he had to get his skates on the second leg too. Luckily for him, there were lots of misses on the stand. Fillon-Maillet would miss, Darley Shevdal would miss, as I said again. Taya missed as well. And so the race was well and truly open. Emilien Jacquelin, I've got to say, with one of the shoots of the whole championships here, 16.8 second standing shoot from Jacquelin, and he hit them all. That was one of the highlights of this race. Love seeing Jacquelin on that sort of form. He was 7.5 seconds up on Quentin Fillon-Maillet, but he had a rough go of it on the last lap. Really emptied the tank and had nothing left on lap three. It wasn't all. Wasn't all bad news for the French team, though, because Eric Perrault took the lead at halfway, the youngster having an absolutely fantastic race in this one. Johannes Tingis, meanwhile, he was clear in the stand. That put him 20 seconds up. He was 34 seconds up at the end of the race. And this one looked like it might have been over, but we did have some bigger names coming home later. Maybe not the biggest name, but someone who looks like he'll be one for years to come. Campbell Wright with an incredible race in this one. He shot the perfect 10 out of 10 and came home for a career best 11th place. But the Norwegians were going to be at the top of things. Taya was looking good for silver, but Seb Samuelsson just pipped him. Taya with two misses, only a 9.9 of a second behind Samuelsson, who'd shot the perfect score. Perrault, though, he was looking great. He shot 9 out of 10, missing one in the stand, but beat both Bo and Samuelsson, and it looked like the Frenchman was on for a bronze medal at least. But we had a couple of other racers coming behind him. Vetcher Sjostad Christensen and Sturla Holm Ligrid. Christensen missed one in the prone, but rounded out his race well with a 9 out of 10. He beat Perrault by 10 seconds, and Perrault was down into bronze. And Ligrid was the last man on course. Brilliant shooting from Ligrid. Clear shoot, 10 out of 10. He was 8 seconds up on Johannes Tingis, and you had to think that there was absolutely no way that Ligrid was going to hold on to this. Onto the last lap, it looked like he'd lost it onto the last checkpoint. He was 0.2 seconds down, but he pulled out an absolutely astonishing finish. I did not see this coming. Ligrid absolutely powering home from 0.2 down at the last checkpoint to 3.5 seconds up at the finish. You've not seen many people look happier than Ligrid did, screaming like a warrior as he came over the line. He was absolutely beside himself, so happy to have taken the gold in this one. And while Ligrid's had a fine season, by his standards, he has had a bit of a down year this year. So gold medal for him in the sprint. I was over the moon for him, always like Ligrid. Really, really good result for him. But having to settle for his second silver of the championships, Christensen coming home in third. There'd been some sad news for Christensen. I believe his grandfather had passed away, sadly, not long before the race, I think in the week prior to it. So really emotional bronze medal for Christensen. Excellent result from him. Perrault, really unfortunate for him. He 10 seconds off the podium. But, you know, the French team have had their struggles this year, but Perrault has really been the bright spot. Samuelsson said this was one of the best races he'd ever raced. Perfect shooting. He said he felt good on the skis, but 37 seconds down, he finished fifth ahead of, as I say, just ahead of Taya Boe and Darley Shevdal. Other people I wanted to shout in this one, as I say, Campbell Wright, a brilliant 11th place. Adam Runnels, talking about representing North America, Adam Reynolds for Canada, 17th place for Reynolds. Brilliant result from him. The perfect shoot. I think not just a great result for Reynolds, but beating Lukas Hofer, who'd also shot perfect 10 out of 10. Reynolds beat him by 0.7 of a second there. So big scalps getting taken by Reynolds. Really, really impressive performance from him there. Elsewhere, there are a couple of disappointing ones, I thought. The likes of the home fans. We're going to get onto that, actually. I won't go into the home performances. But the Norwegian men absolutely destroying this one. A top three finish. Ligrid, Boat, and Christensen getting all the medals. And this was going to continue because on into the pursuit, it was Ligrid and Boat not going too hard on lap one, but Boat unsurprisingly dropping Ligrid for about a 7-second lead. They both missed, though, which opened this race up a bit. Johannes missing one, Sturla Holm missing two. Christensen was the man who was clear, and he joined Johannes Tingas at the front. Christensen stayed clear, Johannes missing two, and Christensen was looking pretty good at this point. Decent lead for him. He was 30 seconds up on Tarja Bo, Seb Samuelsen, and Dahle. Johannes Tingas, a bit of the red mist, I think, behind them. He caught 10 seconds on them in no time at all. And now it was Christian's time to stumble. One miss for him in shoot three, and there was an opportunity for the chasers. Dahle, unfortunately for him, three misses here. That took him out of contention. Seb Samuelsen couldn't take advantage either. He missed two. But those brothers, they were on it again. Tarja and Johannes Tingas going clear, and they were just 16 seconds back. We went into the final shoot. Christensen with the chance to try and get gold. Two misses for him, unfortunately. That wasn't the worst shooting here, though, because four misses for Tarja Bo. No one saw that coming. He's looked so good in the range all year. Conditions were a bit windy, but it didn't look like it should have caused an issue like that. Terrible shooting from Tarja there on that final shoot. His brother didn't have any such troubles, though. He went clear and unsurprisingly took the victory. I think the only surprising thing was that after three races, this was only his first gold medal. Meanwhile, behind him, Sturla Holm Ligrid had fought his way back up after that poor start. He joined Christensen in the race for silver and attacked. He looked great on the skis in this one. Christensen just couldn't quite hang with him. A silver for Ligrid, another bronze for Christensen, and another fantastic day for Norway because it wasn't just a top three lockout, but Dahle Skjevdal, despite his three misses, carved his way through the field to finish fourth, and Tarja Bo, after those four misses on the final shoot, ended up in fifth. So a Norwegian 1-2-3-4-5. Samuelsen and Ponsaloma are a bit of a Swedish island there, because after them came Stromsheim. So six out of the top eight in the pursuit, all Norwegian. I think even after this, Ole Arne Bjørndalen came out and sort of said this isn't the best thing for the sport. Obviously, it's amazing for the Norwegian team, but it's not the best look necessarily for a casual fan coming in, looking at a race like this and seeing that level of domination from the Norwegians. But I'm talking about who was the biggest winner in this, and it was definitely the Norwegians, because this was going to continue right into the individual. Johannes Tingas, again, going quite early in this one. He missed his fifth shot. That kind of set the door open, but he absolutely nailed his second shoot, the first standing shoot. Just a classic Johannes Tingas Bo shoot in this one. No doubt about it at all. It, a couple of names challenging, though. Benny Dahl and Johannes Dahle Skjevdal, both looking good. Both 15 out of 15, 4.1 seconds down on Johannes. Sturla Holm Ligrid was starting late. He was a sort of early favourite for this one. He got 5 out of 5, but the ski speed just wasn't there. Back at the front, Johannes Tingas cleared the last 5, and the pressure was all on to Dahle and Ligrid and Dahl. Dahle, he missed one in shoot 3. That set him out of the running. Dahl missed one in shoot 4. He was second for now. In this one, I think it was all a bit sort of over very quickly. Johannes, he started off with bib number 9. That miss early looked like it was going to liven up the race, but he hit the next 15. And when Johannes only misses one in an individual race, it's going to be pretty hard for anyone to beat him. Darlish Evdal, after all his good work, he ended up all the way down in 30th after he missed four on the final shoot. So I think the pressure really getting to Darlish Evdal to try and keep up with Johannes on the skis. Benny Dole ended up breaking the Norwegian grip on the medals. He took third. It was Taillebaud who would come home to take silver in this one to give the brothers another 1-2. How many times have we seen that over the years? He missed one in his second shoot, but was clear the rest of the way, finishing 59 seconds down on his brother. Benny Dole, brilliant for the German team. Really unfortunate that he just had that one miss at the end there. Liegried, it looked like he might be able to challenge. I think the tracks were sort of cutting up a little bit for him, potentially. But he just did not have the speed. Maybe the sprint really took it out of him, the adrenaline rush that he must have had from that one. But it was another Norwegian win in the individual. That was two gold medals and two silver medals for Johannes. We've already broken down the single mixed relay. Not the greatest one for then. We'll talk about the men's relay in a second, but we'll go on to the men's mass start, which was the cherry on top for Johannes Tingis in this one. Bit of an interesting race this, though. We had a sort of breakaway on lap one, which you barely ever see. I feel like it used to happen a bit more, but now more than ever, we'll sort of see the first lap being a bit of a procession. And then once the field sort of shakes out, you start to see the tactics coming on later. But this was a really interesting first lap. We had Taija, Johannes Tingis, Ponsiluoma, Christensen, and Jacqueline all pushing the pace and getting a good sort of 10-second gap on the rest of the field. There were some misses early in this one, though. Johannes Tingis missing shot three, which he was doing a lot in these races. Liegried, Jacqueline, and Christensen all missed. So whether or not that tactic really paid off, sort of hard to tell. Quentin Fillmeyer, who missed out on that breakaway, he came out in the lead with Taillebaud. But there was a huge effort from Johannes Tingis, as well as Seb Samuelsson and a couple of others, to catch back up with those leaders. They all went clear onto the halfway stage, and we had five leaders, the two Burs, Benny Dole, Quentin Fillmeyer, and Rasta Goyevs, who a certain podcast host might have tipped to do well in these championships. He was up there with the leaders. On to shoot three, and it was just the Latvian and Johannes Tingis clear. Quentin Fillmeyer and Taillebaud looked like they were scrapping it out for bronze at best. They were third and fourth. On to the final shoot, and Johannes Tingis, he was a bit lucky, I will say. The final shot of the day, bit of an edge shot, but it did enough to take them all down. So he came home for his third gold medal of the championships. Rasta Goyevs, all the pressure on him, and I was so impressed with him. Coming into that final shoot, he knew the win was out of the window. Johannes Tingis was out of there pretty quickly. He knew that he had to get 5 out of 5 to protect his silver medal, and he did just that. Behind him, it was unfortunate for Taija yet again. He missed one. Quentin Fillmeyer getting bronze. Good end to the championships for Fillmeyer. Nasty bit at the end of this race. Johannes Kern taking a nasty fall as he came through the tunnel on the last lap. Got a crack on the back of the head from his rifle. A lot of blood at the end then. Hope that he's all right. I haven't seen any update on that, but if I do see anything, I will let you know, of course. But yeah, big winners, the Norwegian men's team. I mean, I think we can debate about whether that's good for the sport another time. I will say my other winners from this are definitely Benny Dole, Quentin Fillmeyer, and Rasta Goyevs for breaking the stranglehold that the Norwegians had on the race, on the medals there. Really, really a much sort of nicer looking finish to the mass start, where we had Norway, Latvia, France, Norway, France, Slovenia, Switzerland in the top seven. After seeing some pretty insane domination before that. But yeah, other people to shout out in some of these races. Jakob Fack, rolling back the years in the mass start. He finished sixth in this one. Really, really good performance from him. out sprinting Seb Stolder at the end there. Stolder having a great race. A perfect shoot from him. Only one of two men to do that. Rastegoyev's was the other. But Stolder still doesn't quite have the pace, but just so good in the range. And, you know, he's still young. He's only 26. And hopefully he can just boost that ski speed up a little bit, and we might start to see him challenging for podiums in years to come. Part of the reason that that people were getting into the mix here, a couple of off-the-boil performances from the Norwegians in the mass start. There was no Johannes Dahle Schevdal. He was feeling under the weather, withdrew from the race before it started. Christensen, four misses for him. He could only finish eighth. Ligrid, who just seemed to have nothing in the legs after his victory in the sprint. We'll talk about his struggles in the relay in a second. He finished 17th in the mass start. But the big man, the leader of the pack, he took the gold. And for Johannes, you think about the sort of performances he puts in at World Championships. Three gold medals almost seems like a bit of an underperformance. But when you look at what happened in the single mixed relay, obviously Tangevold had her struggles there. We'll talk about the men's relay in a second. It could have easily been five gold medals for Johannes here. He didn't do anything in those races to lose them. So a very, very decent performance from someone who you could start to make that argument that he is the greatest of all time. He equaled the great Ole-Einar Bjørndalen on 20 World Championship gold medals. That's a debate for another day, but just another page in the growing book of one of the greatest of all times biathlon career. Brilliant stuff from Johannes Stengersbø. For the next loser, however, we're going to stay with the Norwegian team, and we're going to move on to the men's relay, because this was one of the races of the whole championships, I think. Just all over the place, this race. It started off good, it ended good. We had leg one, Erik Perreault and Sturla Holm Ligrid. Two of, I think you would say, the sort of safest pairs of hands this season in terms of starting off these relays. Both of them onto the penalty loop in the standing chute in the first leg. We then had Fabien Claude on leg two for the French onto the loop again. It was all going wrong for them. That was in the prone chute. Johannes Kern was the next to falter. He was onto the loop for Germany in the standing chute on leg two. Just teams falling by the wayside, left, right, and centre. On leg three, we sort of had a bit of a battle, really, with Johannes Stengersbø and Martin Ponsiluoma, who really, really impressed with him in this one. He was doing all he could to stay in touch with Johannes Tingers. A rare, bright sort of spot for the Czech team in this one. It didn't last for them, but they started out well. Tomáš Mikiška was leading the way after leg one. He had a perfect 10 out of 10 shoot. Michael Krichmar, who'd been up and down throughout the championships, he did really well on leg two, and they were still in that leading pack. It fell by the wayside a little bit with Maracek and Horning. The Czech team ended up finishing seventh, but gave a really good account of themselves in this one, and definitely gave the fans something to cheer about. So wanted to give a shout out for the French team. Back at the front, though, onto the final leg, we had Christensen being handed over to with a 30-second lead over Seb Samuelsson, a minute lead over Benny Dole, who was in third. And we've seen Christensen do this so many times before. He's cool and calm and collected in the range when it comes to these relays, and it was looking like it. A nice professional job in the prone chute. But as he came into the standing chute, he had all the time in the world. I don't know if he pushed it too hard. He said after the race that he didn't know what happened to him coming into this, but he got the shakes in the worst way possible. Three penalty loops for Vetcher Sjostad Christensen. Absolutely a shocking performance. I mean, shocking in terms of it being bad, but shocking to watch. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He's so reliable on that anchor leg roll. People afterwards were saying, should Johannes Stengers have been on it? But no, that's Christensen's spot. It was his spot in the Olympics. He took advantage of the of the Russians' misfortune in that one. But this time round, it was Seb Samuelson taking advantage. He was a minute down coming into that final shoot. He got 5 out of 5. I thought it was going to be close if he needed some spare rounds. But he did the job absolutely fantastically. Brilliant 5 out of 5 from Samuelson there. Feel Maillet coming out 5 seconds up on Christensen as well. The first ever men's relay gold for Sweden. Samuelson was pumped when he came over the finish line, rightly so. Christensen salvaging a bit of pride there at the end. He outsprinted Feel Maillet for silver. But a bad day for Christensen there, who overall I think had a very good championships. But third place in the sprint, he had third place in the pursuit. Bit of a tougher day in the individual, but I think he'll look back on this championships and he'll be haunted by that relay performance. Really, really sad for him to see that happen. But great for Sweden, as I say, their first ever men's relay gold. And while obviously Samuelson is going to take all of the plaudits because that was an incredible last shoot under pressure, he must have known what was going on, I think, because he came in to shoot there. Brilliant from him. As I say, brilliant from Ponsiluoma, who really kept them in the race up against Johannes Tingas. But the two men, I think, who deserve a lot of praise in this one, Jesper Nellin, he's been a part of this team for a long time. He did well, just handed over to 23 seconds down. He was just 18 seconds down when he handed over to Ponsiluoma. So many times we see this Swedish team over a minute down before the big two get into the race. So really well done from Nellin, but really, really well done by Viktor Brandt, who, he's come into this Swedish team this year, 24 years old, doesn't have, a lot of experience or any big results individually. But he comes in, he leads the team off in this one, 23 seconds down on the leaders. Obviously, that was a wild first leg, so Perot and Ligroup are both behind him. But that's the kind of performance that the Swedish team need to be able to take the opportunity that Samuelson did at the end. So really great stuff from Viktor Brandt. So, always happy for the other team members who aren't necessarily the big stars who are getting individual golds or medals from them. So great job from Sweden in that one. They're a big winner, but a big loser, I'm afraid, the Norwegian men's relay team, because going into that last shoot, it looked almost impossible for them not to get the gold. But it happened. Great race. Someone else I have to shout out in this race, the United States team, ranked 14th coming into this, ended the race in 5th. Absolutely brilliant performances, really across the board. Vincent Bonacci, who I mentioned in the single mix, the mixed relay, to start off the championships, had a great one. He was decent for them in the leadoff leg. Two spares needed in the prone, but then he went clear in the stand. He handed over less than 45 seconds down, which is a decent runoff from Bonacci. And then Sean Doherty kept them in that sort of realm there. He was 57 seconds down when at the halfway stage. Campbell Wright, who was just he's going from strength to strength, big race performer. We've seen him do well in the Olympics. He had a great championships here. He needed just one spare on his leg, and then Jake Brown, only two spares needed on his leg to bring them home in 5th place, beating the likes of Italy, the Czech Republic, Finland, Poland, Slovenia, Austria, Ukraine, Switzerland. Big scalps taken there by the American team, and they've got to feel great about that performance. 8 spare rounds needed from the team. That was one of the best shooting performances. Was it the best shooting performance? No, Czech Republic, only 6 spare rounds needed. But fantastic from the American team. Disappointments in this one, I would say Switzerland. I sort of had them as, a potential shock medal chance, but it just didn't happen for them at all. Burkhalter was already the best part of a minute and a half, well, not quite a minute and a half, minute 13 down after the first leg. Stolder was fine. Finello went onto the loop twice and that was them done. 14th place for them though, but that's a big disappointment for the team there. That will do us for the loser there. Let's go on to another winner, because I mentioned the star of the first half of the women was Julia Simon. The star of the second half was undoubtedly Justine Brazier-Boucher. And unfortunately for me, that loser was pretty much my best bet to be the star of the championships as a whole. Elvira Urberg, I honestly thought that going into these championships that she was far away enough in the overall Crystal Globe race to sort of reset her sights and go all in on these world championships. And it just never quite came together for her. Bronze medal in the mixed relay was a sort of good start to the championships, but then ninth place in the sprint with one miss. You know, when Elvira's at her best, one miss, you're thinking medals, but it wasn't to be there. Pursuit, again, two misses. She could only go up from ninth to eighth in that one. Four misses in the individual, all the way down in 30th place. Second place in that relay, that was, you know, that was good for Sweden, but she did go onto the penalty loop on the final leg there. Elvira, it didn't cost the team anything. She wasn't catching someone for gold. She was far enough ahead of Germany to still secure the silver medal there. So, you know, a bronze and a silver for Elvira, that's not the worst result, you might think. But both of those coming in relays, I think, is the disappointment. She finished off 22nd in the mass start. She was never at the races there. She missed early. I think she missed one initially, then she missed two on the next shoot, and we didn't see any more of her. So, yeah, just a bit of a tough championships for the Swedish team as a whole. On the women's side, obviously that brilliant men's relay win, but no individual medals. Brorson retiring, and team in a little bit of flux. Hannah Roberg hasn't really been the Hannah Roberg of old for a couple of years now. Elvira looked like she was going to sort of potentially be the person to start dominating the field, but just hasn't happened for her this season. So, you know, I think the team might need to sort of have a little bit of a sort of soft reset over the summer and come back stronger, because it looks for now like she's out of the Crystal Globe race. And a bit of a disappointing championships as a whole for the Swedish team. I'm running long here. No more to say on that one. Elvira Urberg, a little bit of a loser for her, more of a loser for me, as she was my best bet to dominate the championships. When in fact it was pretty much all the French women. I say all the French women. I'm going to move on to my next winner now and the last race. I think we've gone through all of them now. The last one we have is the women's individual, and my last winner of the championships is Lisa Vitozzi, who had an absolutely fantastic result. We've sort of been dancing around her performances as I've gone through these races. But as you'll have picked up, a lot of medals coming her way. Second place in the pursuit. She got a silver there. Second place in the single mixed relay with Jacquemel, managing to take advantage of Tangevold's struggles in that one. Second place in the mass start, as I've just mentioned, behind Justine Brazier-Boucher. But the crowning achievement for Vitozzi in this one was the women's individual race. And this one, again, a great race. Really enjoyed this one. And it started off a little bit shaky for Vitozzi. She had an issue with the magazine in the first shoot. She managed to get all five down, but it was a very slow shoot. We had big names missing otherwise, though. Heike Gross, who obviously won our most recent individual up in Antholz, she missed early. As I mentioned, Tangevold missing three in shoot. In the second shoot, Simon was really the star of the show. By the halfway stage, the shooting just incredible from Simon. She was 16 seconds ahead of Jean Monod. Justine Brazier-Boucher fell by the wayside. She was absolutely dominating on the skis, but missing targets. All the while, Vitozzi just doing what Vitozzi does, skiing well, nailing the targets down. She was 15 out of 15 with one shoot left. But Jean Monod was 7 seconds up on her at this point. Simon, 27 seconds up on the pair of them going out onto that final shoot. So it wasn't looking amazing for Vitozzi at this point. Up at the front, though, Vanessa Vogt, she was the first clear, but just doesn't quite have the ski speed at this at this point. Vitozzi went clear behind her. Jean Monnet missed one. She was in a battle with Vogt for the podium. Simon then missed. She was 25 seconds behind on the last lap. And Vitozzi came through almost, you might say, picture tells a thousand words at some stage, but Vitozzi coming home to take victory in the individual, finishing with Tandrevold, who she'd caught 30 seconds up on, just on the, going around the course there. Kind of told a story. If Vitozzi goes on to win the Crystal Globe, you might look back on that as the point that it fell away from Tandrevold and went on to Vitozzi. But a brilliant win for Vitozzi. Jean Monnet came home. She was third for now. But there were some really good results going to come in later, because someone who the coverage, I've got to be honest, I obviously German listeners, you may have seen more of her, but on the British coverage, or the sort of the worldwide feed, I think it is that they get there, we were not seeing anything of Janina Hettich-Fultz really up until she was onto the third shoot, and suddenly it realized that she was in with a chance of the gold medal. She went clear. She was 6.7 seconds down on Vitozzi. It was unclear how well Vitozzi had really skied at this point on the last lap. Unfortunately for Hettich-Fultz, she wasn't going to be able to get that 6.7 seconds, but she was 20 seconds down at the finish, going ahead of Julia Simon. And really sort of salvaging the championships there for the German team. Brilliant silver medal for Hettich-Fultz. Going clear. Her shooting's been so good in recent years. She wasn't really known for that as a younger athlete. But really good shooting from her. Perfect shoot from Vitozzi as well, which is always, you know, going to serve you well in the individual. Simon did hold on for bronze, but only, there were some worrying signs there. Obviously, Jean Monnet had the chances. Selina Groschen getting fourth place for the German team with a perfect shoot, almost the performance of the day, really. The German team only getting a silver medal, but Hettich-Fultz, Groschen, and Vogt all shooting the perfect 20 out of 20. So you can't really ask for much more than that from the German team. They're getting a second, a fourth, and a fifth. Jean Monnet ended up sixth on the day, and Braise Arbuchet seventh. But we're talking about Vitozzi here, and I can't really say too much about that I haven't already said. Her shooting's just so spectacular at the moment. Perfect shoot in the sprint, she came home seventh. One miss in the pursuit, she came home second. Perfect shoot in the individual, she got gold. And then another perfect shoot in the mass start, she got a silver there. So that's 30... No, what am I talking about? That's not... That's 20, 40, 60, 70 shots taken in solo races. Just one miss from Vitozzi. Skiing really well as well, but she's been up and down a little bit in terms of ski form. It was looked like it was falling away a bit, but she was right back up there in these championships. Really, really brilliant stuff. A gold medal, three silvers for Vitozzi. Really the only athlete who was mixing it with the French sort of power duo there. Well, really a power trio with Jean Monnet. And you can even throw Sophie Chabot into that mix as well. Chabot obviously not getting any individual medals, but a couple of fourth places for her. And we talked about Norway's dominance in the men's side. France is sort of getting there on the women's side. Just a ridiculously strong team. And Vitozzi's the fly in the ointment for them at the moment. The only woman who looks capable of taking them down. She almost did it in the mass start, almost did it in the pursuit, and did it in the individual. Undoubtedly, one of the big, big winners of the championships. I've been blathering on for a long time now. We're well over the hour mark, so I'm going to wrap it up there. We managed to touch on all of the races there, maybe not in quite as much detail as sometimes I like to. We didn't get quite enough on some of the smaller nations. Obviously, I want to shout out to Campbell Wright. I thought he was amazing. Rastegouyev's, he had a fantastic championships. As I say, though, do let me know who I've missed, who impressed you throughout these championships. I will be back next week to preview the Oslo races. We're back onto the World Cup races there. So I'll see you all then. Hope you all enjoyed the World Championships, and I will see you down the road.